This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. As promised, the president today gave a historic speech on climate change, the first presidential address on that subject ever.
Americans across the country are already paying the price of inaction in insurance premiums, state and local taxes, and the costs of rebuilding and disaster relief. So the question is not whether we need to act.
And Obama's plan is to try and act on climate change without Congress, to regulate instead of legislate the way to cutting fossil fuel emissions. Regulations on power plants, new and old, on trucks and fuel efficiency, on buildings and appliances, too. And the emphasis was on doing all that without stalling the economy. Marketplace sustainability reporter Scott Tong joins us now. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Sarah.
So Obama has come out with a plan. What is he really trying to do here?
Well, part of what he's trying to do is to change the nature of the economic conversation in the country. Right now, it is a short-term talk about recovery and business cycle and jobs now. And this climate change conversation is a longer generational conversation about what the economy may look like, say, in 2050,
right,
to get from here to a low-carbon economy. And what was striking about this was the prominence he gave to natural gas. The president said we need to do a few things to get from here to there, and number one is natural gas.
Which is interesting, Scott, because he starts out a climate change talk talking about a fossil fuel.
A controversial fossil fuel, right?
Right.
I mean, we get it by fracking, and we've reported all about that controversy. It emits about half of the carbon dioxide of coal. And for proponents of natural gas, that's the point. The president called it a transition fuel to take us toward a future low-carbon economy without bankrupting our current economy. I just spoke to Professor of Energy Dan Kamen over at UC Berkeley about this emphasis on natural gas.
Coal is on the retreat right now, and natural gas is incredibly abundant and is very low cost. So swapping coal out and natural gas in is strategic because it demonstrates that these transitions are possible.
Now, Sarah, I do have to tell you that when we speak of transition, Kamen and others say, okay, transition number one is going to natural gas. Transition number two over time is to get beyond natural gas to renewables. And the climate experts say that is where we need to get to, say, in 2050, 2060.
Yeah. Now, the people who are really going to be affected by this plan are the folks who run power plants, right? I mean, were there any real mandates in this proposal on carbon, cutting carbon emissions?
Well, no specifics on how that's going to go. But here's what we do know. Targeting certain industries is not the ideal way to get to a low-carbon economy. You're focusing on power plants and on buses and trucks and buildings. And so it's not the most efficient way to get at carbon. But of course, a carbon tax or a more efficient way to do it would require Congress. And, you know, we don't want to go there.
So, Scott, by, you know, regulating instead of legislating this, has Obama effectively taken care of the opposition?
Nobody believes that. I mean, the Republicans are already calling this an energy tax. They've called it crazy. They are certainly looking for ways to throw sand in the gears of the regulatory process, perhaps to sue it. I mean, this could be a stimulus act for lawyers.
And the coal companies, what about them?
They're first in line to fight it. I mean, their stocks took a big hit when we found out about this speech. So their lobbyists know what they're doing. We'll be hearing from them.
Okay. Scott Tong from our sustainability desk. Scott, thanks so much.
Okay. You're welcome.